State lawmakers could begin hearings on Beacon Hill as soon as next week into the State Department of Children and Families and its mishandling of the case of a missing 5-year-old Fitchburg boy. 3 employees in the department have been fired over the case of Jeremiah Oliver, who's not been seen in more than 3 months. The boy is feared dead. State Representative David Linsky of Natick, who chairs the House Committee on Post Audit and Oversight, says he's worried there may be other cases the department mishandled. For more, we're joined now by Representative Linsky. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Sure. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let me ask you, what exactly are you looking for? What are your concerns?
Look, we have a 5-year-old boy that the Department of Children and Families has just lost track of. And in their internal report, they admit that employees falsified the records about their home visits and about their contacts with the family. This is incredible. And DCF's primary mission is to protect the children of the Commonwealth. And if they can't do that, and they lose track of a 5-year-old boy, we have a big problem. And they may say that they get it right 99% of the time, and they do, but we can't afford to allow the possibility that there's another child out there missing that they've lost track of.
Who do you want to talk to in these hearings, and what do you imagine your first question to that person would be?
How can this happen? How can you let this happen? Your mission is to protect the children of the Commonwealth. And rather than protect the children of the Commonwealth, it appears that your agency allowed employees to falsify records, to say that they visited homes and saw children when they never saw them. How can you let that happen? So I want to talk to anyone in that department who would have any knowledge of how this could be.
You say you're worried there may be more cases that the department mishandled. Have you seen evidence that that's actually the case?
No, I haven't seen evidence that they have lost other children. But if there is even a sniff of a possibility that there are other missing children out there, we need to do something about it.
The Social Workers Union says that caseloads are too high. They've said that caseloads are at crisis levels. Will you be looking into that? Do you think that overworked staff could be part of the problem?
Look, I am sure that the majority of social workers are doing fine work and they're helping families. But there is no excuse for falsifying records and saying that you visited a house and saw a boy when you didn't. That's just lying, and it's as simple as that.
Representative David Linsky of Natick, the chair of the House Committee on Post Audit and Oversight, who's about to conduct hearings very soon into the State Department of Children and Families. Thank you so very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Sure. Yeah, it's a pleasure, Bob.